The views expressed by the host and guests of this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views and positions of the Truth Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to Faith Works Live. Call 515-727-5842 and join the conversation. Now, here's your host, Rebecca Haney.
Nope. It's Mike Damastis, and I'm filling in for Rebecca. She had a baby, and, like, that's a big excuse. But I promise she's going to be back on air before too long, so don't worry. You don't have to listen to me for too much longer. But I'm really glad, by the way, that you're here. It's 99.3 FM, The Truth. This is Faith Works Live, and best of yet, it's Life Tuesday, which I know so many of you love Life Tuesday, and I'm very glad for that. We want you to jump into the conversation at any point, 515-727-5842. I want to let you know that Agape Pregnancy Resource Center does a whole lot in the Des Moines metro area. So thankful for the ministry that they have. They've been here for over 35 years, and they have their doors open so that anyone who walks through is going to get opportunities presented to them. They're going to have help and hope handed to them. All of their services are free. At Agape Pregnancy Resource Center, they want to make sure that the people that come in know that they are loved first and foremost, and they can get tangible help. So why don't you reach out? Because every donation is tax deductible, and you can help partner with them in this, knowing that the tax deductible gift that you give is going to be help to any client and patient that they serve. Go to agapedsm.com. That's agapedsm.com to learn more. You can learn about their ministry and learn how you can partner with them more than even just financially, maybe even in a volunteer way or to meet a particular need. We would love that. agapedsm.com. And guess what? Agape is here in studio with us today. I'm very, very honored to have them with us. My very good friend, Leanna Simpson, is here. She is the director of Agape. Hello, Leanna.
Hi.
Welcome back to FaithWorks Live. Very, very good. Also, one of the board members of Agape, whom I know one board member, I think, maybe two, but Paul.
Yes.
What is your last name?
Paul Jensen.
Paul Jensen, thank you for joining us as well on FaithWorks Live. Our show today is being produced by Ron Carlson, the man
How's
with the
going,
magic
eh?
Beard. Hey, it's going fine, and I'm very glad that you're here. So here's the deal. People that have listened to this show know that FaithWorks Live has had a long-standing relationship with Agape for a long time. And in fact, we were just earlier before we went on air talking about the Agapathon back in 2017. We raised a lot of money to help purchase that ultrasound machine that is it's like sweating every day. It's putting just working all the time. And that's so cool to me that that tool is being utilized in such a fantastic way. Although I've always wanted to experience jelly on the belly. It's just never happened, but maybe one day.
We'll get a slot for you Thursday.
I keep dreaming. Leanna, you have been with Agape now for 2 years?
Year and a half, yep.
Year and a half. Okay, mm-hmm. So coming up on 2 years. Not that's not too bad. You guys, I want to just go over the basics. What does Agape do? And for why do they do it? What's your vision? What's your mission? How are you doing that here in the metro?
Well, thank you for asking, Mike. What we are doing is really helping people through frontline pregnancy services. That's kind of the gateway. So in our medical clinic, we are providing pregnancy testing, STD testing, and confirmation ultrasounds all free of charge. So that's kind of that entry point where we get to meet people and invite ourselves or they invite us into their lives. So from there, as you know, during COVID, we were able to do this great expansion and we were able to branch our educational services that already existed, but we were able to really expand on those. Mm-hmm. And we also walked into telehealth services. So in our educational building, we are able to, we have a laundry access, we have a boutique, we have hygiene pantry, we have group classes, individual classes, case management, and really have more comprehensive services to meet people wherever they are. because the medical services are just the tip of the iceberg.
She kind of went through the list really fast.
Yes.
I've seen this stuff firsthand. I've seen it. She's given me a tour, and it's pretty cool. You walk into this one room, and everything from, you know, feminine hygiene products to toilet paper to toothpaste to, you know, you name it, even, you know, cleaning products. I mean, for the home. And you said some things in that, you know, you have people that come in and there's some basic needs that they have. And, you know, one of the first things you told me that, you know, sometimes this happens, they'll want toothpaste because there are people that are struggling financially, and toothpaste is kind of like one of those things that I can get along without that. And so that's like a nicety, you know, that's like a maybe if I have enough money sometime kind of thing, but it's not on the priority scale. And most of us that are listening, we think, you know, wow, that's so crazy. It's sad that there are basic things like that, that you guys are helping to meet those needs. And the reason why I believe that that's important, and I just don't want to, you know, go over it too fast, is because, you know, a woman that might even be abortion minded and then walks out of there with some stuff that's helping with some basic needs is helping that woman feel loved. Mm-hmm. And feel like, wow, they do care, you know, and that can kind of help sway that, just that mindset, maybe help slow her down a little bit enough to think it through even a little bit more. And that's, I love that.
Do you mind if I share a story?
Do it.
So one day I was in the educational center, and all of a sudden somebody's like, hey, we need you to teach a class. And so this person had come in, he was needing me to facilitate a class, and we had met through DHS. DHS had sent him over for services. And as I was talking with him, I ended up realizing he didn't have anything to make his kids for dinner that night. Mm-hmm. And he didn't have cleaning supplies. He didn't have any toilet paper, these kinds of things. And he said, I'm right in between work and this and that. Well, we don't actually have a food pantry. Well, this could be coincidence. I don't really believe in that. But somebody had earlier that day dropped off 5 bags of groceries.
What?
And I mean, it just gives me goosebumps. And I said, you know what? I think these groceries were delivered for you.
Wow.
And he was like, you guys are making such a difference. I mean, he got choked up. He got emotional. He's like, you know, now my kids can pack lunches for the week. And
oh,
he was just
so cool.
Giddy. And he goes, I love this place. Hmm. You guys really help people. And I was like, that, I mean, it's just one of many, many stories.
And that's really cool, because that's coming from somebody that you're serving. That's not, mm-hmm. you know, somebody trying to talk it up that, you know, wants
right.
to whatever. But that's the real deal. And, you know, you said something, you kind of went through it, but DHS, mm-hmm. you guys get references from DHS, which is so cool.
Yeah. Actually, right now in our education, like, besides our funnel from the medical clinic, that's our biggest referral source, but our second one is DHS and WIC. That's our second
wow.
highest referral source.
So I mean, that it's really cool. If you guys are hearing this, what mm-hmm. Agape does, because we think, you know, pregnancy resource center, so you got a lot of, you know, moms coming in with big bellies, but yes, you do all have that, mm-hmm. but you have so much more than that.
Yeah,
you're hitting families that are having these needs met at lots of different arenas in their life,
right?
And you're hit, you know, what's crazy is, and we're going to get into this, but you guys hit people, or I hit people, you guys are meeting people when they're experiencing very hard things.
Yeah.
And that's really cool, because a lot of people think, oh, let me just give you a few bucks, you know, get out of my hair, and they, you know, just throw some money at it and it's done. But you guys are walking life with these people and trying to help them and educate them and literally do life with them.
Right. And so for us, we ask them, we kind of assess their needs. We do what we call an intake. This is in the educational building. So we do an intake once they've been referred to us from the medical clinic or from DHS or partner agencies. And we really assess, what are your goals? What is your safety? What is your health? What is your physical? What is your job? What is your educational? And we come up with a list of goals that we say, we are going to walk alongside you to meet these. But you also have to be, we aren't about a handout.
Right.
We're about empowering and equipping them with the tools to understand how to problem solve the next goal they have, if that makes sense.
Right.
And so we say we will walk alongside you for a period of time, but eventually you will walk on your own.
Right. And I love that. There's a guy in town that's doing some great stuff ministry-wise. Philip Herman is his name, and he's big on what's called toxic charity.
Right.
And you guys are, you know, wise to that, you know, and it doesn't help sometimes to continue to help without seeing any growth in that individual. We're talking with Leanna Simpson, with Paul Jensen with Agape Pregnancy Center. I'm very glad that they're here. We want you to jump in. If you got questions, jump in, 515-727-5842. Now, frontline stuff, you had through COVID had to make some big changes, you know, for a while. I mean, it was like we had to do stuff online, video wise, all that kind of stuff. But then that opened some doors, which is really cool how God operates like that. And one of the things is the telehealth stuff. Tell me a little bit about that. We got a couple minutes.
So with the telehealth, we were able to not really shut down any of our classes. We were still able to do that in crisis management. We even converted if somebody was wanting more conversational things and they didn't have an emergent medical need, we were able even to talk through some medical stuff via telehealth appointments. And so with that, in a year where we've had different periods of shutdowns or we've had different levels of people just coming in the building, it's really ebbed and flowed based on what's been going around. We had more classes this year than we've ever had, really.
And what's neat is the ministry of Agape didn't stop.
Right.
The ministry of Agape continued. Yes, there were changes and adjustments, but you were able to, you know, be flexible enough to meet the needs that you were presented with, even under really difficult times. And so that's really awesome. That's commendable because it was hard on everybody.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, and you guys kept plugging away in the ways that you were able to do that. And thank goodness for technology, you know, I think sometimes it stinks, but sometimes it actually is very, very helpful. And this is one of those examples. And I love the fact that the telehealth stuff that you're doing, by the way, is very safe. We're not talking about Zoom, you know, just something you can add onto your phone or whatever. This is like heavily encrypted stuff that keeps people safe according to HIPAA laws and all that kind of stuff. And they're, you know, it's a really just advanced technology that you're able to employ there.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Fantastic.
Yep.
We're talking with Leanna Simpson, with Paul Jensen. They are with Agape Pregnancy Resource Center. We want you to jump in today at 515-727-5842. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Faith Works Live. Call 515-727-5842 and join the conversation. Now, here's your host, Rebecca Haney.
Nope. It's Mike Damastis, and I'm very glad that you're joining us today, but I'm sitting in for Rebecca because she had a baby and she's still recovering from that. And I, you know, yesterday Dan Hudson and I concluded that, you know, us men, we would be back the next day after we had a baby because men can handle stuff like that really, really well. You know, I can testify when I get a cold, you know, mine is 10 times worse than when my wife gets a cold because she gets over it really fast and it's no big thing. She doesn't complain or anything, but man, I complain heavy because it's just obviously much harder on me. But, you know, men are just different and we got to bear a heavy burden. But I'm really glad that you're here with us today. It's Tuesday, which is Life Tuesday. And in the studio with us is Paul Jensen and Leanna Simpson. Leanna is the director of Agape Pregnancy Resource Center. Of course, Ron Carlson is keeping us on air and we're very glad for that. But we're talking about the vision, the mission, the work of Agape Pregnancy Resource Center, and they've been around for quite a long time. but they are doing so many wonderful things. And if you're not familiar with that, first and foremost, go to agapedsm.com to find out, because you can see all about the ministry and the opportunities that exist there. But I want to continue in this conversation. Jump in, by the way, if you're listening. Call 515-727-5842. We'd love to hear from you. Paul, now you are on the board. You've been on the board for a number of years. Tell me, you know, how did you get attracted to the ministry of Agape, the mission of Agape? How did, you know, the becoming a board member, all of that stuff?
Yeah, how much time we have? it's interesting, Mike, because I was just having the same story with the couple that are new volunteers at Agape last week when I was over there. They asked me the same question: how did you end up doing this? And I kind of had to reflect on it because it's just evolved over time. I've been around the ministry for years, been a supporter of the ministry for probably 15 years. My parents were heavily involved in the ministry, clear back early on. So, like you said, Agape's been around for, we're going on almost 36 years.
Right.
Back in the late 80s and early 90s, there was another part of the organization that had these shepherding homes. Right. So they would host girls who'd gotten pregnant. And my parents did that.
Wow.
6, 8, 10 times. In fact, one of the women they hosted who had a daughter, my wife had as a student 18 years later.
Oh, wow.
In high school.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so it's interesting how lives intersect, right?
Yeah.
Well, so my parents were heavily involved. I knew about it. I'd been involved with it. My father was on the board for a number of years. And it turns out the older I get, the smarter he becomes, right? And he was getting to the point where he was getting ready to retire, and he knew he wanted to travel a little bit more, not be around as much. And he kept bugging me, he kept saying, hey, you need to think about joining the board. And then he finally said, hey, I'm going to be done. And I was out traveling for work, and he said, hey, you need to hear, I'm going to send you the application package. You need to fill this out and take my place on the board.
Wow.
So he kind of twisted my arm. But that's what good dads do, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's how I ended up on the board, I don't know, 5 years ago, when it was under the leadership of Jerry Miners, who did just a fantastic job leading that group. And then I've been the board president for about 3 years.
So, wow. Well, good for you.
It's a great ministry. I mean, you've done a great job of talking about and describing it. We're there to impact lives. We get the opportunity to literally change the trajectory of people's lives.
And that's what's amazing about Agape. That's the thing that I love. And there's so much about what they do that is powerful, but I like it because you can't just describe it as, you know, just a normal PRC, a pregnancy resource center. It's more than that. You guys I've seen this ministry evolve even over the time that I've started to kind of intersect with Agape and what they do and kind of fallen in love with it because, you know, like we had chatted before, there's kind of these ideas out there about what it means to be pro-life. You know, all you care about is getting children born. Well, I do want children to be born, but I also want to walk life with people that need an extra hand. You know what I mean? I want to be there for them. And over the years, I've seen the pro-life ministry just change. And getting to sit in a position like I have, I've been able to see that stereotype of pro-birth only, I don't even know where that exists. I mean, it exists in the minds of some people, but frankly, all the ministries that are here in the central Iowa area, there's so many good pro-life ministries that are going beyond just pro-birth. They're doing life, literally life, with these young women. And so it's an amazing thing because not even just that. And this is something that you guys do that's so great too. Post-abortive care for a woman that's chosen this. And actually bringing her in and saying, hey, God loves you, and we want to help you because I know it's hard to carry the weight of that decision, and we want you to know that you're still loved and there's grace and, you know, all of those. And so you guys have classes for that. You have a whole, like, army of educational wings that's helping women kind of holistically. It's a comprehensive approach that is so much more than just, hey, let's help you get the kid born, you know. That's definitely part of it, but it's bigger than that. Mm-hmm. And that's really cool. And you're a part of that on the board.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of fun, you know, because you guys get to hear stuff that I only get to bug Leanna to tell me every once in a while. Hey, tell me some stories, you know, and she does. And that's the best because you guys get to know these are some things that are happening right now. There's some wonderful stories.
and they're real and they're tough.
Yeah.
And there's great moments of celebration and great moments of sorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a great affection for our staff and volunteers because they're out on the front lines.
Yes.
They're on the pointy end of the spear doing the hard work.
Yes.
So the rest of us are just back here hoping they're successful and helping where we can, right?
Right.
But they're the ones out on the very edge dealing with the toughest of things. I mean, this past year has been challenging for all of us, right? All the more reason we should be here.
Yes.
All the more reason we should be here. There's a ton of hurt out there. There's a ton of heartache out there. And when we get an opportunity to intersect with that person and show them what it means to live in the grace of God, mm-hmm. you know, what an opportunity.
One of the things, just as an aside, but I think what's really cool, because you said you don't believe in coincidences, Leanna. Mm-hmm. I don't either. And I don't think it's a coincidence that, you know, Agape was challenged by one of the most challenging years ever mm-hmm. when you stepped into leadership. Oh. And the fact that God brought you to kind of drive the ship through mm-hmm. very hard times. And you've done a really good job at that. And I just personally, I thank you for your leadership and steering the ship. It's hard, kind of being the point man out there sometimes, but, especially when it's easy in the backseat to kind of say, well, you should have done and you should have done. You did what you had to do, and you had to do it with the information that you had, and you did a really good job, and you're still leading the organization. I'm so excited about things that I know, but, you know, I can't say stuff, so you guys can say stuff whenever you want. But there's so many good things that are ahead for Agape, and it's really exciting to know, and it's just such a great ministry. And I'm going to push the website again. It's agapedsm.com. That's a place that you can go to not only just learn overall about what Agape does, and we're going to continue talking about it, but a place that you can find out how to volunteer at Agape, find out, you know, if there are special needs that you can maybe address at the place. And the biggest thing, give money, you know, there. And it would be really cool if you're listening, you're driving, don't do this while you're driving, but pull over your car and get on agapedsm.com and throw them $20, throw them whatever, you know what I mean? Don't have pizza tonight. Go home and bake the leftovers up and eat those and give them $20. That would be an incredible thing to do because, as you're going to hear, this is a ministry that's impacting real people in real time, and it's so awesome. Hey, jump in, though. 515-727-5842.
Welcome to Faith Works Live. Call 515-727-5842 and join the conversation. Now, here's your host, Rebecca Haney.
No, it's not Rebecca, but it's Mike Damastis, and almost as good, but not quite as good. But Rebecca will be back soon, I promise. You'll get to hear her. I know that you care about your health, and because of that, you care about the things that you eat. Let me just say, if you desire to have a better life, Onimus beef. Just start eating Onimus beef. You're going to thank me, I promise. And for all you vegans, I can swing you over to the other side if you just take one bite. That's all it would take. One bite. Onimus beef is going to change your life. So why don't you reach out to the farmer himself, David Onimus, and order your beef today at 515-238-7505. That's 515-238-7505. Woo! Yeah. Can't wait to eat some more beef. My name is Mike Damastis. I'm guest hosting for Rebecca Haney. Very honored to be able to do that for her. She's recouping her little baby Elijah Matthew Haney. Is so stinking cute. So he's awesome. He's got a full head of hair. I said he could double as a Swiffer because he's just ready to go. Just push him around on the floor. You know, but he's like, he came out ready for a haircut. I mean, he's going to be a little Samson almost. But anyways, she'll be back soon. I promise, I promise, I promise. I'm getting to sit on Life Tuesday back here on FaithWorks Live with Leanna Simpson, the director of Agape, with Paul Jensen. He's on the board of Agape Pregnancy Resource Center. Fantastic organization. Getting to talk about the things that they do, the focuses that they have. I do want to ask, you know, looking ahead, there are some things that are coming up event-wise that Agape's got in store. Let's kind of run through some of that stuff. So I know you just told me something kind of cool with some kids. So let me hear about that.
Yeah, so on May 8th, we are going to do a Youth Day of Action. And so we are recruiting and have already gotten quite a few youth groups to commit to throwing car washes. They're excited to get involved. And so we will have them spreading anywhere from Waukee down to Norwalk up to Polk City all the way across the metro. There's going to be car washes hopefully at every corner, and they're representing and getting excited to represent Agape, and we're excited to have them be part of our mission.
I think that that's really cool, by the way, that all these youth groups, because I know it's hard sometimes for a youth pastor that, you know, wants to teach his kids how to be pro-life. And exactly. This is kind of a cool thing because it's a project that they're getting to be involved in. And, you know, hey, this is a very pro-life thing to do. We're going to be helping an organization that, you know, does so much great good. And so that's kind of fun. They're getting to live out their pro-life views in a way on May 8th. And these youth groups are involved. Now, you said there's still room. Or others.
Oh, yeah. The more, the better.
Yes.
So, yeah. If you want to be a part of it, go ahead and email me at director@agapedsm.com, and we will put you on the list, be in touch. We're super excited about it. So,
yeah. That's really cool. You guys every year have a fundraiser.
Yep.
You know,
in September. Yep.
And that's a ways down the road. But between now and the fundraiser, I mean, is there any other things that we can be looking forward to?
Well, probably the main thing is the fundraiser. We are working on some things. Us and the board are working on just putting together some exciting things that we will be announcing at the banquet event on September 28th this year. We're hoping everything's good to go and we can have a really, really great
I mean, right now you're planning towards an in-person event,
right?
Which is good. Good.
Yes. We're very, very excited about it. And so between now and then, we have just gotten so much excitement for churches. We are having work days. We have a work day coming up April 24th. We have a work day coming up in July. We are getting a
What does that look like? I mean, what does a work day look like?
So we do it four times a year. So we pull together a big list of things inside and things outside. And so we try to get teams of people or churches that are, you know, if they want to do painting, external painting, or if they want to do yard type of stuff or do cleaning or internal painting. So we're trying to pull together a pretty large list of stuff and we just knock it out. So we just did one in January. We had all of our carpets cleaned. We had volunteers from different churches come in and clean all of our carpets. They cleaned our windows. They did a bunch of internal stuff because obviously it's icy. But so in April, we're getting ready to do quite an extensive outdoor project. So, yeah.
And that's April?
April 24th.
How do people get involved?
So email me at director@agapedsm.com.
Okay. director@agapedsm.com. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got to tell you a little side story really quickly.
Yes.
There, and I think you know this story, but there was an event that Agape was being represented at. It was kind of like maybe a medical fair or something like that. And an individual walked up to the table and said, "Agape."
Oh, yeah.
That's a terrible story or a terrible name for a pregnancy center. And the individuals that were there got to actually explain, Agape is a Greek word and it means love. And, you know, and that kind of was a really cool gospel moment because they got to talk about scripture and the Bible and everything. And that person didn't even know that. Do you think people ever drive by and go, "Agape"?
No, it actually happens quite a bit. It actually happens quite a bit.
Yeah, that's cool. That's just a great story. But anyways, hey, I want you guys to jump into this conversation that we're having with Leanna Simpson and Paul Jensen, both of them with Agape Pregnancy Resource Center. The number we have here is 515-727-5842. And we're talking about the ministry of Agape. One of the things, Leanna, I want you specifically to share a story I asked you to share. Mm. This is just one example, just one of the kinds of things that these frontline workers deal with. And I just want you to hear it because it's going to direct a little bit of our conversation as we kind of go out.
So over the course of the last 6 months, I would say, just the people we're seeing it's just a very hard time. And so recently we had somebody come in, you know, trying to complete their high school equivalency, pregnant, very young, and is in a situation where they're trying to complete the high school, they're trying to work full-time, and they're stuck in a position where they're living in a place just infested with rats. And she's pregnant, they have small children, and the children are, you know, in the night just crying because the rats are biting them and getting into their where they're sleeping and those kinds of things. And we're seeing people, you know, anywhere from sixth grade all the way up to their 40s in this last year. We're just seeing hurting, just hurting in all kinds of ways. But that case and a couple others just really stuck out to me recently of just the level of what we're seeing.
And you had shared with me when you shared this that one of the children was in like a pack and play thing. And when the mom went to get the child in the morning, the rat was curled up with the child sleeping to keep warm, you know, in the pack and play. And that's just... That's heartbreaking, you know. I mean, that's stuff that we think about. That's almost sounds like Charles Dickens, you know, a story that he would tell of of children in poverty. And but that's real, and that's what that's here in Des Moines, and that's what the kind of stuff that you have to deal with. You have to help people through that kind of stuff in life, and that's hard.
Right, and it's out of that kind of thing. I had, you know, worked in prison reentry and different public health in different places, and this is the kinds of stuff I had seen firsthand. I had been working with clients with like that, and that's what kind of poured out the whole, how can we meet them and equip them better? That's kind of what came poured into the hygiene pantry and the laundry access and realizing this is the level. And, but the exciting part is now I'm not going out in the community, but these people are still, they're hearing about us. They're finding out that we are that place.
Yeah.
We are that safe haven where they can come and they can say, I have these insurmountable issues. I need help. Will you help me?
And I think about that. I think about that young mom toting some kids and then coming in for some educational classes in your new area that you have for that. And the fact that you have these laundry machines and you talked about this, and she can bring a basket of clothes with her while she's taking class, doing laundry for free. And, and you know, and what's really cool to me, when she walks through the door, she's like, I'm in my safe place here. What a great association with that mom, you know, knowing that you guys are providing a little safe haven for her while she's there.
We are, and we're providing the classes and the cleaning supplies and the things she needs. But in addition, Paul had brought up earlier the fact that we're getting some more volunteers, and we are getting people that are retired lawyers, doctors, those kinds of things. So that, and it's a God thing. God is bringing them forward in a time like this where we have clients who need those things.
That's so cool. Yeah. Hey, we're talking with Leanna Simpson with Agape Pregnancy Resource Center and Paul Jensen. We want you to jump in the conversation. 515-727-5842. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Faith Works Live. Call 515-727-5842 and join the conversation. Now, here's your host, Rebecca Haney.
No, I wish she was here, but she's not. And it's just me, Michael Damastis, but I'm very glad you're here. And this is 99.3 FM, The Truth. This is Faith Works Live. If you just turned here and you're like, find out Rebecca's not here, don't leave. We want you to stay, even though it's just me. But I'm really, really glad you're here. Iowans for Life is the longest standing nonprofit pro-life ecumenical organization in the state of Iowa. They were formed back in 1972, and they have a mission to advocate for the dignity of human life from fertilization to natural death. Why don't you learn more about who they are? Their director, Maggie DeWitty, is a fantastic person and a great friend of mine, but you should get to know her as well. Go to iowansforlife.org. That's iowansforlife.org. G. As I said, my name is Mike Damastis. I'm guest hosting while Rebecca is recovering from having a little baby named Elijah. He's a great little kid. By the way, Elijah means the Lord. He is God. What a great name. And so we're talking today with Leanna Simpson. She is the director of Agape Pregnancy Resource Center. Paul Jensen is here as well. He's a board member, and Ron Carlson's keeping us on air. Very thankful for that, Ron. He's got a magic beard. But we've been talking about the ministry of Agape for a really long time. Over 35 years have they been serving this community. They are positioned well. They are on the north side of Des Moines. There's a lot of needs. If you didn't hear the last segment, you need to, because they are meeting people in some really difficult, trying, hard circumstances. Now, not every day is hard, but a lot of days are. And the people that serve at Agape, from the volunteers, by the way, they have great volunteers. They have a lot of volunteers. I know this. My wife did this for a number of years with Agape. They have a lot of volunteers, but they also have a lot of staff. And these people do wonderful things, but they also face difficult things. And so sometimes, Leanna, you know, you can testify to this. It's just hard.
It is. It absolutely is. When I first came on, I would be woken up in the night quite frequently and just be burdened for the people we had seen during the week, during the day. And I would just be like, Lord, how can I show your love more? How can I pour more out? Because I always think of the analogy that at the end of my days, if the Lord and the Holy Spirit has filled me up, I want that last drop to be hitting the earth as I breathe my last. You know, I want to pour it all out. But there's also, like, I have to I have to have endurance to finish the race too. So I probably don't have to pour it all out today, but I tend to, as Paul can attest, I tend to run that direction, you know, pouring it all out right now.
Forget that you're in a marathon.
Yes, exactly.
She does forget that we don't have to do it all today.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's
very
hard.
True.
That's hard. I've always said, by the way, just as an aside, that I want to give it all and die in the pulpit. Although I realize my dream would be a nightmare to the congregation.
Exactly.
But that'd be kind of cool to just croak while I'm preaching God's word.
But you'd leave
word.
A good story, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I sure as heck would. Paul, you know, you've got the staff that works there. You got all these volunteers, and you realize, because you know, you hear it, there's a lot of hard things that these people face, and sometimes it's day after day. Not every day, like I said, is a, you know, really big hardship. But even on a good day, sometimes there's one story that comes in that's compelling and hard. And so, you know, as the board, you know, do you guys think about the care for these guys spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, and what can we do to kind of elevate that, to help them, to walk with them and let them know, hey, we're with you, we're championing you, and, you know, here's some things.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things we always try and do is celebrate what the staff and the volunteers are doing, right? Celebration can kind of bring you up from when the times are tough.
Yep.
And we certainly recognize that while there is opportunities, great opportunities every week to celebrate, there's also the failures, right? We didn't see happen what we wanted to see happen.
Yeah.
Or someone brings that really tough story in that we now get to be a part of, but we also have to be a part of.
Right.
Right. And honestly, I don't know that we've always done all we could in that vein.
Yeah.
But we're learning. You know, 2020 was a year of learning. It was a tough year for our organization, but for our community as well. And we're learning that it's a team sport.
Yes.
Yeah. We go through life together.
Yeah.
And so I think some of the stuff that's going on, Leanne has done a great job leading the staff in unity, and creating opportunities for the staff to come together on a daily basis, a weekly basis, whether that's, over lunch or in devotion, to reset why we do what we do.
Right.
And I think sometimes some of the most comforting words you can hear are me too, right? Yeah. This was a tough day. It was tough for me too.
Yeah.
Right. And so having opportunities to do those things, It just makes you stronger.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that, you know, you just said a word there that I think is critical, and it's hard being a leader, unity, you know, and that's, you know, the mission can't happen without it. And I think that's really good. And that's something that, you know, I want to say to her just on the outside looking in, I know that she strives for that and trying to keep that unity and working together, to build that unity and, have that focus together. It's hard and, you know, but it's a good thing, because sometimes people buck at it, but you have to have it, you know, you do. And I appreciate it.
And in a ministry, you can always start with what you agree on.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
You can always start with the mission, and then we can argue over the tactics.
Yeah, right.
But let's agree we're all in the boat together.
Yes.
And then we'll figure out how to row together.
Yeah. I think that's so important. And I think, you know, when I think about some of the hardships, and this is, you know, balancing this stuff, it's not all just like all of the details of the story. It might just be this one young gal that said, you know, I'll tell you what, I'll come back tomorrow. And yeah, I'm still thinking about an abortion, but I like what I'm hearing, and I'll see you tomorrow. I'll come back tomorrow. And then she doesn't.
Right.
Happened last week.
And it just kind of sits on you, you know, because you don't get a win every time. You don't have a home run every time. And it's hard to just do that. Now, of course, what's really cool are the wins. The wins are amazing. They are, you know, so thankful that God can give, he like peppers them, enough of them to kind of carry you through some of those hard times, you know.
Yeah. I think I was just telling some of my staff members last week, I said, the thing is I always pray that God, when I am not enough or when I am weak, make somebody else on the team strong to lift up my hands and help me to do the same for them.
Right.
So when they're having a bad day, just don't time it so we're all having a bad day. You know what I mean? Like, help us encourage each other and be able to lift up our hands so that when they are weak, I am strong. When I am weak, they are strong.
Yeah. And I, you know, what's really cool is, I mean, just going in, even into my marriage, to be open a little bit, but that's kind of worked out even in my marriage.
Yes.
You know, my wife and I, there have been moments when she's been really, you know, just down or, you know, just struggling. And I've been at a good place and vice versa.
Yes.
You know, and we've been able to strengthen each other and help each other through those times. And thank God that, you know, he knows, even in a relationship of man and wife, that we need to have that, but it goes into the organization as well. You know, we've got to be able to do this stuff together.
Absolutely. And like our receptionist, one of the jobs I always make her do is I'm like, you have to put the encouraging verse on the refrigerator. And I was like, you forgot to put the encouraging verse. I needed it right now. And it's just little things like, you know, just pepper the encouragement all around. And last week, we were having a very hard week last week. And, our ultrasound tech goes, but there was a win, and she posted a picture of the twins that we had found last week on the refrigerator. And it's like, don't forget the win.
Yeah.
And so it's just that kind of stuff where we're constantly reminding each other, you know, don't forget the win, you know.
I kind of like this. I mean, it's a little bit of inside baseball that we're talking here, but it's really, really cool. And I want our listeners to see these ministries, that the people that you serve are so important, but so are those who serve. And, you know, and I think it's kind of both sides of this. And I wanted to have the show today to kind of focus a little bit more on that, because we don't necessarily do that. You know, we always kind of focus on the people that we're, that are getting served, and, you know, that's the goal. And yes, it is. But the people that are doing the serving, they're really important too. And that's, you know, I think it's really cool what Agape does, who Agape is. And guys, I want to encourage you again, go to their website, agapedsm.com. That's DSM.com. Volunteer, see what you can do, find out who they are, give money, give them some money. They do their ministry based on the, you know, the money that's given to them. They are completely donor based. And so help them out, give them some fight. That would be really encouraging to people that can deal with some discouraging things from time to time. Give them a little bit of cash today. That would be so great. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow, we're going to navigate the muddy waters of politics once again. We'll see you then.